Hello again from the International Monetary Fund. I'm Bruce Edwards. In today's podcast, The Shrinking Middle, what fewer middle-class jobs means for the global workforce.
For those people who actually have the right skills, they can ask for much stronger wage increases than in the past. But that is certainly something that will contribute to even further increases in inequality.
Eckhart Ernst heads the macroeconomic policy team at the International Labour Organization. In an article published in Finance and Development magazine, he says while the demand for highly skilled jobs is on the rise and low-skilled jobs staying steady, employment opportunities in manufacturing and services that require a medium level of skills are in sharp decline. The result, Ernst says, is a hollowed-out middle class.
So has technology played a role in reducing the number of good-paying job opportunities for those people who don't have specialized skills or high education?
Well, the surprising thing is that technology has always been an issue, for instance, in manufacturing. I mean, manufacturing is a sector where investment in new machines, new technology has always meant that jobs disappear at the benefit of higher labor productivity, at the benefit of more machines. But what we do see now is that this trend is not only happening in manufacturing, but also in certain service industries. We see increasingly, I mean, the ATM was the first instance where the bank teller was kind of automatized away. But this was just one particular job group, and we see this now happening more and more frequently across a whole range of services and across a whole range of service occupations, including in healthcare, for instance, where certain healthcare functions are now performed by computers or by diagnosis software, etc. And so what was originally concentrated only on manufacturing now happens across a wide range of occupation and is mainly related to technological advancement.
So you also attribute rising income inequality, at least in part, to the lack of these middle-income jobs. How are those two things related?
Well, prior to this widespread phenomena of technological advancement, also in service industry, what happened is that as people lost their jobs in lower income occupations in agriculture or low skills in manufacturing, they were able to move upwards in order to perform more demanding jobs that required higher skills and could get them higher wages. So over time, at the beginning of this process, at least, it meant that technological advancement was really helpful for people moving into better paid jobs. Now, as this phenomenon becomes so widespread now and touching more and more jobs across a whole range of industries and across a whole range of occupations, a lot of people do not no longer manage to move to better skilled, higher paying jobs, and they will have to compete now downwards in order to get one of the few low-skilled jobs in low-skilled services, for instance, like security services, etc. So that's why we see this hollowing out phenomena, that you still get an increase in high-skilled occupation. That's the traditional mechanism, that people kind of, the jobs get automatized away and people manage to get into higher skilled and better paid positions. But increasingly, the amount of jobs that disappear means that people will have to compete increasingly at the lower end of the wage distribution as well, and that increases inequality.
Mm. What do you think, given all the changes and what you describe as a job market for people who have the skills that employers are looking for, what does the future hold for these people that have somehow managed to gain those skills?
Well, the interesting analysis is now that as we move towards an environment where demographic change kicks in and where less and less new entrants are coming into the labor market, the labor force, the global amount of workers actually starts to slow down. We still see an increase. I mean, there's still a population growth. The labor force globally still grows, but at a slower pace than in the past. And that means that companies will find it harder and harder to fill their vacancies, their open positions with qualified people. So for those people who actually have the right skills, they are at the positive end of the bargaining situation now, in a sense that they can ask for much stronger wage increases than in the past. And that is certainly something that will also contribute to even further increases in inequality, in a sense that those who have the right skills can ask for faster and stronger wage increases, whereas those who happen to have skills that are either not longer demanded or even who do not have skills at all will face ever stiffer competition and certainly continue to see stagnant wages.
That's interesting. So given the opportunities that these skilled workers are going to have, it seems that it would make sense for both developing and advanced economies to step up vocational training, would it not, rather than putting the emphasis on expensive high education?
Well, in general, the current changes on the labor market certainly call for a renewed focus on education. That not only applies to young people who get the right education, but also to those who have already established careers but find themselves now in industries which are disappearing, in occupations which are disappearing or robotized away. And so the entire educational landscape has to adjust to these challenges. One thing is certainly that we need to have a stronger focus on vocational education. I think that especially now the situation in European countries have clearly shown that those countries who had strong vocational education system have fared much better in terms of their youth unemployment rates than those countries who did not. And vocational education, in this sense, is really a contributing factor for young people to successfully enter the labor market. But over and above that, we also need an enhanced environment for strong university and academic education in order to provide a sufficient amount of qualified workers that are increasing demand in the future.
But do you think, especially in the case of the United States and other advanced economies, acquiring an education is an expensive proposition. People leave their schools behind with huge amounts of debt. Is this still a good investment, do you think?
Well, in the sense that that in the future, in particular in scientific fields, the demand for these qualifications will outstrip the supply, it will remain a good investment. That doesn't mean that any kind of university degree will give you that type of high-paying jobs. There are certainly educational passes that you can take that are more beneficial than others. And I think for young people, it is really important now, right from the start of their university education, to make a really thorough and detailed analysis of their future prospect in the field that they have chosen, in order to exactly not end up with a huge amount of debt that they will have difficulties to pay back. Obviously, from the point of view of policymakers, this also means that public institutions should provide as much as they can information on the opportunities that different occupations offer, and offer also alternative pathways through which people in their middle ages can adjust their skills and their educational background in order to be able to respond successfully to new opportunities.
That was the International Labour Organization's Eckhart Ernst talking about the decline in middle-class jobs. You can read his article entitled The Shrinking Middle in Finance and Development magazine's March issue at www.imf.org/FND. That's FANDD. You can also hear more podcasts like this one by going to soundcloud.com/imf-podcasts.